An under-the-radar play on the AI boom. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter Stansberry's Complete Investor, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. A 100-year-old winner hiding in plain sight, $625 billion. That's how much just the top four hyperscalers, Alphabet, NYSE, Goog, Amazon, AMZN, Meta Platforms, META, and Microsoft, MSFT, have committed to spend on AI infrastructure in 2026 alone. If that number doesn't quite land, consider this: it's greater than the gross domestic product, GDP, of 168 countries, spent on data centers, in a single year, and that number may ultimately prove to be conservative. Just 12 months ago, that figure would have seemed laughable. In early 2025, Wall Street analysts were penciling in around $375 billion for the four hyperscalers' combined annual capital expenditures, a number that already felt shocking. That number grew to $500 billion by year-end. But the recent quarterly earnings cycle brought another round of new records. Alphabet doubled its 2026 AI CapEx guidance to $185 billion. Amazon, not to be outdone, announced a massive $200 billion in AI spending, and its stock promptly fell 9%, as if the market couldn't quite decide whether it was impressed or terrified. Microsoft added $135 billion. Meta pledged only $105 billion. In a December research report, Goldman Sachs noted, almost as an aside, that to match the late 1990s telecom investment boom as a percentage of GDP, AI CapEx would need to hit $700 billion. We could potentially exceed that figure this year. The AI arms race is real, and the spending is accelerating. These aren't just projections on a whiteboard. The concrete is being poured. The steel is going up. The facilities are being built, right now, across Wisconsin, Louisiana, Arizona, Virginia, and a dozen other states, on campuses that dwarf anything the tech industry has ever attempted. So where does all this money go? Yes, it's going to all the obvious AI winners, but it's also powering a more mundane business in a big way, and we'll dig into that business below. The clear beneficiaries have long been identified, analyzed to death in the financial media, and priced accordingly, getting more expensive every week. Many of these are good businesses. We've even previously recommended some of them: ASML, ASML, ARM Holdings, ARM, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, TSM, and Vertiv Holdings, VRT, among others, and still have NVIDIA, NASDAQ, NVDA, in our portfolio today. But there's a problem with trying to own the consensus picks in a gold rush. You tend to have to pay gold rush prices. The average AI-adjacent semiconductor or infrastructure stock trades at valuations that assume years of flawless execution and zero spending rationalization. If even one hyperscaler stumbles, and Amazon's 9% post-announcement stock drop suggests the market has its doubts, the high flyers have a long way to fall. Meanwhile, there are beneficiaries of this spending that aren't getting the same kind of attention, or trading at the same lofty valuations. As we explained last month, some of our current favorites are energy companies. In fact, we just added a new energy recommendation to the Complete Investor portfolio last week. However, we've also identified a world-class company that provides a critical input into the AI CapEx boom that most investors have never considered. You see, every data center, every gigawatt-scale AI campus, every server farm, every cooling tower and power substation requires something integral before the first high-powered GPU chip gets racked, the first networking cable gets pulled, or the first electron flows. Something so fundamental, so unglamorous, and so taken for granted that it doesn't appear in a single Wall Street AI beneficiary report we've seen. And the company that dominates the supply of this essential input, with a 100-year operating history, $1.7 billion in annual free cash flow, and the heaviest insider buying we've seen from a sitting CEO in recent memory, trades at a steep discount to its closest peer. This company's CEO left the corner office of a $66 billion global enterprise to run it. He then put $77.5 million of his own money into buying shares on the open market at progressively higher prices. His CDO and his directors bought shares too. And not a single insider has sold. The stock isn't in the S&P 500. It isn't even in the larger Russell 1000 index. Most investment managers, let alone mom-and-pop investors, have never heard of it. And that is exactly the opportunity. The $625 billion foundation, the essential input for all of these AI data centers we mentioned, is concrete. And the company we're referring to is Amrize, NYSE, AMRZ. Most complete investor subscribers should be familiar with the name. In our December 2025 issue, BuyRocks, Porter made the case that Omrise was the best idea he'd encountered in nearly 30 years of investment analysis. He laid out the full thesis in detail: the long-term durability of a business tracing its roots to 1912, the unassailable physical moat of 462 quarries and 5.5 billion tons of reserves, the vertical integration from raw aggregate through roofing and wall systems, and the textbook orphan spin-off dynamics, complete with CEO Jan Jenisch's unprecedented $77.5 million in personal open market purchases. We won't rehash all of that today. If you haven't read the issue, we strongly encourage you to do so here. Instead, we want to focus on what has changed since we recommended Omrise just over 2 months ago, and why our already high conviction is now even higher. In short, the AI infrastructure spending wave has exploded beyond anyone's expectations, and Omrise is sitting directly in its path. The numbers we cited then, and what they look like now in December, Porter cited projections from investment bank UBS of $375 billion in AI-related capital expenditures for 2025, growing to $500 billion by 2026. Those were the best available estimates at the time. He also noted that consultancy McKinsey & Company forecast $6.7 trillion in cumulative global AI infrastructure spending through 2030, and that each hyperscale data center requires 50,000 to 100,000 tons of concrete, Omrise's signature product. The thesis was strong then, but it's even stronger now. In the 10 weeks since that recommendation, those spending figures have been revised upward, in some cases, dramatically. The four major hyperscalers have now committed to growing 2026 capital expenditures by 60% to 80% over 2025 levels that were already at record highs. Let's walk through what happened. On February 4th, Alphabet reported Q4 results and guided to $180 billion to $185 billion in 2026 capital spending, more than double its 2025 outlay. That single announcement exceeded the entire combined CapEx of all four hyperscalers as recently as 2023. One company, 1 year. Days later, Amazon raised the stakes to $200 billion. Microsoft guided to $135 billion on an annualized basis. And Meta, Omrise's first direct partner on AI-optimized concrete, committed $105 billion for 2026, a still significant increase over prior guidance. Again, those numbers aren't estimates. They represent committed capital. These companies are signing construction contracts, breaking ground, and pouring foundations at a pace the construction industry has never seen. And Wall Street analysts expect those figures will ultimately rise even higher by year-end. What $625 billion actually looks like on the ground, these numbers are so large that they can become abstract. So let's bring them down to earth, literally. In the weeks since Porter's December recommendation of Omrise, confirmed megaprojects have continued to stack up. Meta broke ground on its largest data center ever, a 4 million square foot, 5-gigawatt facility in Richland Parish, Louisiana, with an estimated cost exceeding $10 billion. Construction giants Turner, DPR, and Mortensen are all on site. The Vantage Data Center / Oracle / OpenAI campus in Port Washington, Wisconsin, a 902-megawatt, 2.5-million-square-foot complex. He selected its construction team and began Phase 2 work. Construction firm Skanska reported over $596 million in new U.S. data center contracts in just the past 4 months, all with undisclosed hyperscaler clients. Every one of these facilities requires tens of thousands of tons of concrete before a single server is installed. The foundations, the slab-on-grade floors, the most demanding structural application, supports for the cooling infrastructure, the power substation pads, the access roads. Each project represents months of continuous concrete pours, and the American Cement Association now projects that by 2028, the U.S. will need roughly 1 million metric tons of cement annually just for AI data centers. This is where Omrise's Meta partnership, which Porter discussed in detail as a promising early-stage development, could become much more significant. The EcoPact AI-optimized concrete mix, co-developed with Meta and the University of Illinois, delivers 35% carbon reduction, 20% faster curing time, and superior thermal regulation. For hyperscalers with aggressive net zero commitments, this is more than simply a nice to have, it could become a procurement requirement. And the critical point, one Porter made in December but which deserves repeating now that the spending figures have risen significantly, is that this AI concrete demand is additive to Omrise's existing business. It doesn't replace the $550 billion in planned Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, spending. And it doesn't substitute for its existing commercial and residential construction business. It stacks on top. The data center boom is a net new revenue stream for a company that was already growing 6% to 8% organically. Why the market still hasn't noticed? Since our December recommendation at around $53 per share, Omri's stock has appreciated 21%, but the valuation gap to its closest peer, while narrowing slightly, remains significant. Omri's still trades at a 27% discount to Vulcan Materials, VMC, on a forward price to earnings, PE, basis. On a free cash flow yield basis, Omri's roughly 4% yield is still roughly 40% higher than Vulcan's. Why? The orphan dynamics Porter described in December are still unwinding. Omri's, though having a century-old legacy, is a new standalone business. It is still not included in any major equity index. Many institutional investors still haven't built positions, and analyst coverage remains thin relative to the company's size. But this won't be the case indefinitely. In fact, we're already seeing signs that Wall Street is finally beginning to wake up to this story. Omri's just reported its full year 2025 earnings on Tuesday, its first complete annual report as a standalone company, and it met or exceeded expectations on nearly every front. Omri's delivered 2025 revenue of $11.8 billion and adjusted EBITDA of $3.0 billion, squarely in the middle of its guided $2.90 to $3.1 billion range. The company's core building materials segment was the standout. In Q4, segment revenue grew 3.9%, cement volumes rose 3.6%, aggregates volumes climbed 3%, and adjusted EBITDA margins expanded 60 basis points to 32.6%. Aggregates pricing increased 7.3%, including freight. These are the kinds of numbers that validate the underlying pricing power and operating leverage of the business. The drag came from its building envelope segment, primarily residential roofing, where Q4 revenue fell 11.8% on soft housing demand. However, management has explicitly excluded any residential new construction recovery from its 2026 guidance, treating it as unpriced potential upside rather than an expectation. On the balance sheet, the company crushed its own targets. Net leverage ended the year at 1.1x, dramatically better than the sub-1.5x commitment the company made at spinoff, with net debt falling more than $1.5 billion in Q4 alone. Free cash flow totaled $1.5 billion. Down from $1.7 billion in 2024, primarily because the company raised capital expenditures 23% to $788 million, a deliberate investment in growth capacity, rather than a sign of deteriorating earnings quality. CEO Jan Jenisch confirmed that Omri's is directly benefiting from the AI capex boom, noting that the company supported and supplied more than 30 data center projects in 2025, up from the 25 projects reported at the end of Q3. He also said that the company expects demand to continue to rise, with that work accelerating into this year. Jenisch added that Omri's opportunity is not limited to the concrete poured inside data centers. As he noted, there is just as much opportunity to supply the data centers as we do to support the infrastructure surrounding them, meaning roads, power substations, water infrastructure, distribution facilities, and the broader commercial development that hyperscaler campuses catalyze in their surrounding regions. He also said the company is seeing growing demand for its proprietary Elevate Max PVC roofing systems in data center buildings, a new source of AI-related demand in its building envelope segment that we did not forecast in December. For 2026, management guided to revenue growth of 4% to 6% and adjusted EBITDA growth of 8% to 11%. The board also approved a new $1 billion share repurchase program and proposed 88 cents per share in total dividends, including both a 44 cents per share special dividend and a 44 cents per share annual dividend, a shareholder return framework that did not exist when Omri's went public just 8 months ago. Finally, the company's Aspire cost efficiency program is targeting an additional 70 basis points of margin expansion in 2026 and $250 million in annual savings by 2028, with initial savings already appearing in Q4 results. The market responded to this eye-opening report with an 11% single-day rally yesterday, the largest move in the stock's short public history to date, and there are additional potential catalysts just around the corner. The company's acquisition of major aggregates and ready-mix concrete provider PB Materials Holdings, which will add $180 million in revenue and 50-plus years of reserves in West Texas, received FTC antitrust clearance ahead of schedule and is now expected to close in Q1 rather than the first half of 2026 as originally expected. And in June, global index provider FTSE Russell's 2026 annual review should trigger automatic Russell 1000 inclusion, potentially drawing $500 million or more in passive index fund inflows into Omri's shares. Each of these catalysts was on our radar in December. What wasn't on our radar was the sheer magnitude of the AI spending acceleration. A $125 billion upward revision in hyperscaler CapEx in 10 weeks is not a minor change. It is a structural shift in the demand outlook for the physical materials that underpin every dollar of that spending. In December, Porter called Omrise the best investment idea he'd encountered in 30 years. Nothing in the past 10 weeks has changed that view. If anything, the explosion in AI infrastructure commitment has only strengthened his conviction. When we recommended Omrise, AI data center spending was a compelling part of the story. Today, with the hyperscalers expected to spend $625 billion or more in 2026 alone, it's becoming a structural growth engine for a business that was already one of the finest in North America. We are reiterating our recommendation. Action to take. Buy Omrise NYSE, AMRZ, up to $75 per share. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. For important disclosures and disclaimers, please visit our legal disclosures page. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.